Music is on Mix 103.
Good evening and welcome to the Sanford Center, the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. Schultze, Biss, and Kel with you tonight. The BSU Beavers open up the season on Friday against the Bowling Green Falcons. Thanks to everyone here in attendance for joining us. Thanks to the evening sponsors, Jake Bloom, State Farm Insurance, and also Corner Sports. Head coach of the Beavs, Tom Ceratori, along with assistant coaches Travis Winter, Eddie Olchek, and Justin Hale with us up here on stage tonight. We'll hear from every single student-athlete on the BSU roster here in the next hour. Tom, are you ready for a season to begin?
Absolutely, Schultze. Again, the leaves are changing colors. It's hockey season.
What's the offseason been like for you?
Well, I mean, the offseason's always good, Schultze. I mean, I think it's time to decompress for the players and the coaches and for the fans. And we have such beautiful summers here and spring, so I think we enjoyed that. But I think once school starts, we're getting in gear for hockey.
Well, there's been some changes over the summer, both in the league playoff structure and to the overtime rules. For those unfamiliar, if you could fill people in and your thoughts on those changes.
Well, first off, we're going to have home sites for the playoffs, which I think is a good move. We tried having the Final Four in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and at the XL Center. And there just wasn't a great response. And I think when you factor in the geographic footprint of our league right now, it's the best thing, not only financially, but I think competitively as well. And we are going to bring we're bringing the playoffs to the home sites. We're bringing the playoffs to the fans, and I think that's a good thing. The Big Ten also is doing the same thing. There was a media release the other day on that, so I think it's a good thing, Biss.
And with that, there's an extra week of playoff action, correct?
Yeah, there is. What's happening is that the quarterfinals, there's eight teams still make the playoffs, and the top four teams are going to host a 2 out of 3. Round two, obviously the two remaining highest seeds, there's going to be a 2 out of 3 series. And then the championship is going to be a one-game shot at the highest seed. So that'll be a Saturday night. And I think at that particular time, you only want a one-game shot because the NCAA tournament's the next weekend. And if you did a 2 out of 3, it'd be too taxing on the players.
Now that's the postseason overtime, which is going to affect every game a little bit different this year as well.
Yes, the overtime, I think it's a great move we made. And what's happening right now is that we're going to have our normal 5-minute overtime, 5-on-5. And for NCAA purposes, for the pairwise rankings purposes, if the game ends after 5 minutes, if whoever wins, it's a full-blown win, and whoever loses, it's a full-blown loss. And if it's tied after the 5-minute, the 65-minute game, it's a tie as far as the RPI goes. After that, now just for conference standings, what we're going to do after the 5-minute, 5-on-5 overtime, we are going to 3-on-3. And I just think it's time. The National Hockey League's doing it. The fans like it, and the players like it, so why not bring it to the fans and the players? And it's just time. It's time that we provide that type of entertainment. We are in the entertainment industry, and I think the 3-on-3, it gets people out of their seat. And after the 3-on-3, if there is a tie still after 3-on-3, which I doubt if there will be, then there's a sudden death shootout after that. And as far as points, as far as standings go, conference standings go, whoever wins the 3-on-3 or the shootout gets 2 points, and whoever loses the 3-on-3 or the shootout gets 1 point. And if obviously you win in regulation or within 65 minutes, you get 3 points. So all of our games right now are 3-point games. They're not 2-point games anymore.
Well, this question goes to your brand new assistant coach, Eddie Olchek. First of all, what was the process in coming to Bemidji for you?
I got a phone call from coach here. I want to say probably right around July, and asked if I'd be interested in interviewing for the position. I was at Niagara last year, and it was pretty excited, really excited. And that was only the beginning of the road. I came in for an interview, and I was blown away by the facility and the community here. It's an amazing place. I tell recruits this all the time. My jaw was on the floor when I was walking around here, and you can just kind of feel you know, how special this place is. And I was, my fingers were crossed for about 2 weeks, and every time my phone rang or buzzed, I jumped up and was hoping that it was the phone call. And sure enough, I got hired, and I was pretty darn excited about it. So a couple weeks drawn out there, I was sweating a little bit harder than I usually do, but you know, everything worked out.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Eddie, when I saw the press release, I thought of your dad and not you. I'm like, wow, this is a heck of a hire. And I kept reading. And
That's not the first time I've heard that.
In all seriousness, how many of the fans here give a round of applause if you were at the game where Dave Burkholder threw his coat on the ice? Okay. Eddie, did Dave teach you how to do that?
No.
Okay. Now, you must have heard some of the stories from the CHA days from Mr. Burkholder. Did he share any of that?
I know that there was a pretty decent rivalry between the Beavers and the Purple Eagles. So, I'm fully aware, fully aware.
Now, Travis, over the summer, you have a new addition to the family. So, congratulations. Can you share a little bit, a boy, right?
Yeah, we had our first boy, July 24th. So he's just a couple months old, and thanks.
Because the stress of coaching hockey doesn't take you away enough. I mean, you're pretty busy now. You've got two kids. How is that going to change, your approach, having such a young one added to your already growing family?
Well, it's just another challenge, I think, that most everyone in the room's been through. So it's nothing new. You just got to make sure you manage your time well and stay on top of everything and just live day by day.
For you, Tom, the guys come in for a new season. How did they do in testing?
The testing, I felt, went well. It went very well. And I think we had 13, 14 guys here this summer. So with having that many guys here, and working with Mike and Gary early in the summer, that played a huge factor, I think, in how positive our testing was.
Justin Hale is your volunteer assistant coach this year. Justin, what's your background and where'd you come from?
This is my second year out of playing. I played 4 years Division III at University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. And then this past year, I was a volunteer assistant and helped out with some of the equipment duties for the Madison Capitals, a USHL junior Tier 1 program. And now I'm here.
Eddie, how about you? Why don't you give us your background? UMass was your college?
Yep. So I played 4 years at University of Massachusetts Amherst in Hockey East. Got my degree in psychology. Kicked around for about a year in the minors, and then decided it's probably better to pick up a dry erase marker than to continue playing. Started coaching at Utica College, which is a very good Division III program in upstate New York, and then obviously Niagara now here.
Again, the coaching staff this year for the Beavers: Tom Ceratori, Travis Winter, Eddie Olchek, Justin Hale. The strength and conditioning coach is Mike Lewis. Coaches, best of luck to you this weekend and the entire season. When we come back, hear from this year's senior class. The three captains are Charlie O'Connor, Nate Arntz, and Brendan Harms. The entire senior class with us when we return. We're at the Sanford Center, the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner, right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU men's hockey team will open up the season on Friday night, hosting the Bowling Green Falcons. Manusa pregame show at 6:30, both Friday and Saturday evening. The BSU senior class up on stage with us right now. Start over here. Nate, if you can lead us off, name, hometown, and your major.
My name's Nate Arntz. I am a senior forward, and I'm from Lakeville, Minnesota, and my major is project management with construction emphasis.
My name is Jesse Wilkins. I'm from Calgary, Alberta. I'm a goalie, and my major is marketing.
My name is Reed Nemack. I'm a goalie from Brainerd, Minnesota, and my majors are chemistry and biology.
Good luck topping that, Brendan.
I'll follow that one up. Brendan Harms, business management, minor in human performance, and I'm from Steinbach, Manitoba.
Philip Marinaccio from Nobleton, Ontario. I'm a senior forward as well, and my major is sport management.
Carter Struthers. I'm a senior defenseman from Weyburn, Saskatchewan, and my major is environmental studies.
Charlie O'Connor, forward from Elk Grove Village, Illinois. I'm a business administration with a double emphasis in entrepreneur management. Go Cubs.
Oh. Notice he didn't say go Bears.
Yeah.
Charlie, we will stick with you as the captain of this year's team. What kind of a captain are you? Are you a vocal guy, a lead-by-example guy, a rah-rah guy? What kind of a leader are you?
I think I'm a kind of vocal guy and lead by example. So I like working hard whenever I hit the ice. So.
Well, you guys have all been here long enough. You've done different drills in practice. I'm not going to ask you which one you hate the most, but which one do you like or look forward to doing the most in practice? And we can just go right down the line, starting with you, Nate.
Personally, I enjoy the Ohio State drill. We really get up and down the ice, and I think it's a great drill that we do.
Me personally, as a goalie, I like the 5-on-2 drill. Try to make some big saves, and yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I like the one that Jesse likes too, but probably my favorite is 5-on-0, tires, no tires, with tires.
My favorite is the 1-on-1, 2-on-2 Russians. That one's definitely my favorite.
I'm going to have to say Ohio State with Nate. There's nothing like getting up and down the sheet and getting a good sweat on.
Probably 3-on-2 down low for me. It's a good battle down there for the D-men.
My personal favorite is transition regroup.
All right, I'm going to ask the question about the changes in the WCHA. Now with a chance to play playoffs and a championship game here at the Sanford Center, for you, Brendan, what's it like knowing that your senior year, you guys could finish right here in this building?
Well, it's definitely exciting. Getting the chance to play in a series at home is always fun. I know probably 2 years ago we got to play here, and Sanford was rocking. So if we could get a chance to do that again and finish off on our senior year, it's definitely exciting.
Philip, for you, does that give you guys a little bit more motivation?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you can play in front of your home fans, be at home and go through the routine that you go through every week is definitely better than being on the road.
For our two goalies, how much home ice advantage does that give you, and do you guys look forward to the playoffs that way?
I mean, I think we definitely look forward to having our own fans behind us rather than kind of a hostile environment like Fair State.
Let's never go there for the playoffs again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting to be at home with our home crowd.
I have to agree with Reed there. It's always awesome playing in front of your fans, and they're always rooting you on, so you want to do the best you can.
Reed, I am being 100% serious here. How can you have the double major chemistry? See, I can't even remember what his major is, and he's got to go to class every day. How do you balance that kind of homework and still being a D1 athlete?
Well, you know, it's a lot easier than they make it, you know, than you think. They just try to scare you with big words in there. So it's easier than you think.
You can blow stuff up at any given day.
I call that Tuesday, actually, in lab. But, yeah, so it's kind of taught me time management skills and been able to kind of balance around. And coaches are very flexible with workout schedules. And really, it's just a team here, and it's worked out well for me.
Nate, if you could play any other sport, what would it be?
I think baseball or football. I feel like I'm pretty good with my hands, so I think football would be fun, or baseball. I don't know.
Well, there seems to be a lot of correlation between golf and hockey, and I know I've seen Charlie out at the course. How many of you guys play golf? Raise your hand. I guess it's a radio, but
it is radio.
One, two, a couple of maybes,
all right.
Three,
maybes.
Three and a couple of maybes.
Best golfer on the team?
Me.
Charlie.
That was Charlie O'Connor for the radio audience.
Well, you know, if I have a handicap, it's me for sure.
All right.
Handicap of what? 20?
Yeah, I mean it's 18, but.
So I hear Toby's a pretty good golfer. Your equipment manager. Have you been golfing with Tobes?
No, he's too intimidating. Of course.
He's almost a scratch golfer, I believe.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's a 72.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, your senior class captains, Charlie O'Connor, Nate Arntz, and Brendan Harms. Junior class, when we return, the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here from the Sanford Center on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Sanford Center, the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. Beavers open up the season Friday night, hosting the Bowling Green Falcons. Manusa pregame show at 6:30. That's right, Friday, 7 o'clock, faceoffs. You don't have to remember which day it is and what time that particular day's faceoff will be. So 6:30, Manusa pregame show, 7:07 faceoff on Friday night. This year's junior class up on stage with us today. It's hard to believe that these guys are already juniors.
Mm-hmm. Goes by fast.
It certainly does. Start down on the end.
I'm Leo Fitzgerald from Port Alberni, British Columbia. I'm a forward, and my major is marketing.
Miles Fitzgerald from Port Alberni, British Columbia, and I'm a forward, and I'm a double major of health and physical education.
Michael Bitzer from Moorhead, Minnesota. I'm a goalie, and my major is exercise science.
I'm Brett Beauvais. I'm from Somerset, Prince Edward Island. I'm a defenseman, and I'm a sports management major.
I'm Kyle Bauman from Apopka, Florida. I'm a forward, and I'm a business major.
Jordan Heller from Bemidji, forward, and I'm a business major.
I'm Jerry Fitzgerald. I'm from Port Alberni, BC. I'm a forward, and my major is marketing communications.
First question I have is for Kyle. You were up on this stage as a freshman. Being from Apopka, Florida, said you didn't have a winter coat. How'd that work out for you?
I just have the one that the team issued.
Hope that thing is warm. In all seriousness, your story is remarkable to me. You were a guy that was thinking about hanging up the skates and not playing hockey, just going to school in Florida. You got a phone call. You want to come to Bemidji. Can you imagine if that phone call hadn't come a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about, and I definitely don't forget about it. And I'm just blessed to be here and getting the opportunity to play Division I hockey was always my dream. So having Tom give me that phone call and just being able to come up here, it's really special to me.
Well, it's a your third year here. You've got some experiences here in Bemidji underneath your belt. What thing now in the last maybe year has surprised you about Bemidji that you didn't know from the first couple of years that we're here? Anybody have something that they just kind of discovered? Matt, Mike, did you find anything in the last 6 months? Park? Rollerblading?
No, the one thing that I've discovered up here is hunting, to be honest. I've been hanging out with Eichstead and Heller a little bit, and I've been getting into the hunting lately.
How many of you guys hunt? Jordan must, obviously.
That's the only arm being raised.
Yeah. Yeah. So just two. Hmm.
Okay, my question is for the triplets. I still can't keep you guys straight, except I know Jerry is on my right, and Miles and Leo are on my left. For you three, how much do you think you've improved as hockey players? I mean, obviously you guys grew up together, share kind of the same brain when you're out on the ice, but how much do you think you've improved since your freshman year here? Start with you, Jerry.
The jump from the BCHL obviously was big. The speed is just, it's a lot faster here, obviously, and just having getting more ice time and getting more of an opportunity on the ice has definitely helped us all out. We're starting to realize what the league's all about, and it's like I said, it's super fast, and you gotta be quick. And I think that's good for us because we're quick guys, and the league's kind of changing for our size as well, so it kind of helps out. And I think we're adapting to it quite well.
For you guys, Leo, Miles.
Yeah, like Jerry just said, there you can get away with a lot of things in juniors and whatnot. So coming here, we've been working on our defensive game and little things and playing the right way. It's helped us a lot. I think they nailed it, yeah.
A man of few words.
Bits, there is no secret. The Lumberjacks and the Spuds don't get along.
Uh-oh.
How have you become good teammates with these Bemidji guys?
I don't really have an option.
Good answer.
I remember a bus trip. I don't even remember where we were going. Section final between Moorhead and Bemidji. And you were trying to keep track of what was going on. We were in the absolute middle of nowhere. Internet's not working. What was that trip like? Not knowing.
Well, every time you refresh your phone, you just hope Morehead scores a goal. But the last 2 years, the Lumberjacks have come out on top, so I've become a little bit of a fan, to be honest.
Wow.
That's on tape, Lumberjack fans. Wow.
Well, my question would be for Brett. As a defenseman in this league, is there any team that that you fear playing? Not necessarily fear, but don't look forward to playing more than any other? Or is there, I guess, another team in the league that that I guess you prefer to play against the style of play?
Well, I think there's a lot of parity between the teams in this league. But anytime we play like out of conference, they have a different style of play. So I think when we play the NCHC teams, the Big Ten, there's a little bit more space out there as a defenseman. You know, this conference is pretty tough for the D. You know, we get banged up pretty good, but I think we have a good group back here, and it's going to be a good year.
Well, you guys have had some great strength and conditioning coaches, and Gary, obviously he's out in Denver now, but now you've got Mike, who's been part of his crew for a while. What's it like having that strength and conditioning coach here, and how many of you guys stayed on campus during the summer to work out? Obviously, Jordan, you're here, you live here, but maybe Kyle or Brett can answer that question.
Yeah, this is my second summer I stayed here, and each year it's grown, the number of guys who stayed, which makes it pretty fun for the guys who stay here. But I think it's beneficial for the team, and it's good for the guys to hang out in the summer, and you'll see a good product on the ice this year.
Jordan, I asked bits about the Lumberjacks. What's it like having a spud on the team?
Well, we go back and forth throughout the year. Fortunately, this year, Lumberjacks got him. But in years past, we haven't been so fortunate. But hopefully this year, Jacks get him again.
Did you guys play against each other in high school or not?
Yeah.
How many goals do you score?
I can't remember, but we never beat him. So.
Ooh.
Not once.
I think we'll end on that one. Ladies and gentlemen, your junior class for the BSU Beavers. We're at the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner, presented by Jake Bloom State Farm Insurance and by Corner Sports on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Sanford Center, the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz, Brian Bissonette, Kelly Schultz with you tonight. A five-game weekend this weekend on the Beaver Radio Network. The BSU women's hockey team is at home. They'll host Minnesota. Men's Hockey O's Bowling Green football team will host Northern State this weekend. This year's sophomore class joining us up on stage, the largest in number, eight of them. We'll start with the other Pride of Bemidji. Dylan Eichstead.
Oh, there we go. Sorry. from Bemidji, Minnesota, defenseman and marketing business administration major.
TJ Rue from Champlin, Minnesota, and I am a center, and my major is criminal justice with a minor in wetlands ecology.
I'm Ian Janko. I'm from Bloomington, Minnesota. I'm a defenseman. My major is business administration.
I'm Adam Lovick, forward, Lionel Lakes, Minnesota, marketing communications major.
I'm Justin Beaudry. I'm from Liberal Cree, Manitoba. I'm a D-man and business management.
I'm Daniel Billett. I'm from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. I'm a defenseman, and my major is business administration.
I'm Mike Soucier. I'm from Caledon, Ontario. I'm a forward. And my degree is business management.
Jay Dickman. I'm a forward from St. Paul, Minnesota, and my major is sports management.
We'll start with Dylan Eichstead. As a Bemidji guy playing in this building last year, how long did it take you to kind of get comfortable?
I don't know if I ever did. No, I definitely had some jitters.
first few weekends, but as things went on, I got more comfortable.
Well, it's a big adjustment for everybody, I think, coming up to this level. TJ, what would you say was the biggest, I guess, adjustment that you had to make?
One of the biggest adjustments I had to make was my speed. I'm not the fastest guy on the ice, so that's one of the biggest things that I need to keep working on.
For you guys over here on the right, first of all, you, Dan, how much do you think being a sophomore this year will kind of help you lead rather than be that freshman that you were last year?
Well, I mean, when you first come in, you're still learning a lot of things, and you're just looking up to the upperclassmen a lot, and we're still lowerclassmen, so we still have a lot of learning to do, and that's where we turn to our upperclassmen leaders to really help us, but we can really start to adjust to the lifestyle here better as a sophomore. You understand better what's going on, and hopefully one day we can move into those the roles of leaders.
Pass the mic down to Jay. I know of your class here, he's the only one who's actually kind of a year ahead of you because he redshirted. For you, Jay, what are your expectations out of this year?
You know, I just want to work on my speed more. I got to acclimate to this speed of the league we're in. And it's, for me, a big guy, it's a little bit harder to get up and down the sheet. And I've been working on it, and it's about all.
Jay, how did that year where you were redshirting, where as an athlete it stinks to not be able to play, but how did that year benefit you last year?
Well, when I redshirted, it was really good for me, especially for the way I came in. I came in really, really weak. You know, I didn't have much workout, didn't do workouts very much, and I got here and worked out, and the guys really made me feel welcome here, and it was really nice, and it helped out for when I started playing.
Well, it's a big adjustment to come to obviously get to the Division I hockey level, but also maintain the schoolwork. Ian, any advice as to, I guess, how you've done that, or is there some adjustments you made? It's different than high school, obviously. What's your advice, I guess, to freshmen as they try to balance those two?
You know what? It's gonna be tough regardless. You're gonna have some growing pains. I think, you know, you kind of rely on your teammates, your classmates especially. You know, you do it together. Like us last year, we really worked together. It's a lot easier to do it when you're not alone in it. So that would be my advice to the freshmen.
I see there's a couple of you guys that played in Aberdeen, Dan and Mike and Jay. You guys obviously, did you know Travis Winter as a coach back when you were playing there? Is that kind of how this all happened? You ended up at Bemidji State?
I actually didn't play for Travis, but Billy did.
Yeah, it was my first year at juniors, and we had Coach Winter, and you know, that was actually back when he had his first kid, so I've been there since the beginning.
What kind of coach is he?
You know, he's a great coach. He's a calming force out there. Sometimes during the game, like during practice, things can get hectic, and he really calms it down and talks to you and kind of guides you through the steps. And, I mean, he expects the best from us, and he's a great coach.
There are a bunch of you from Minnesota. Did you guys play against each other in high school? Did you know each other before that, for any of you guys?
Yeah, I grew up maybe about a block away, two blocks from Lubbock, and we grew up playing with each other, against each other.
Hmm. Any rivalry? Like?
Not with my high school, with any of these teams.
Okay. Well, you've been through the schedule once in the WCHA. Who's your favorite team to play? TJ, I guess you can start.
Well, I like playing North Dakota. It's always fun playing those guys, so that's my favorite team.
All teams, I would say. Every team brings a different challenge. It's fun game planning all week and then getting to execute Friday and Saturday night.
He's going to be a coach someday, folks.
Good mindset.
Nobody likes Duluth. All you do is beat them.
Everybody's
Yeah, it's I don't mind taking on the dogs, keeping the Blue Ox here.
ladies and gentlemen, your sophomore class here at Bemidji State University. We come back and get to know the freshmen. Saratori Spaghetti Dinner continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Rock hard or go home! Rock hard or go home! Time to choose if you're going. Welcome back to the Sanford Center, the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. We have reached the point of the program for the incoming freshmen to join us up on stage. And before we hear from them, I'm going to put these guys on the spot, and I may not get another interview from them the rest of the year.
Uh-oh.
Heck, the rest of their careers, perhaps.
Uh-oh.
Everyone, first off, give R.H. Bob Peters a round of applause. Thursday, day after tomorrow, is R.H.'s 79th birthday.
Ah, happy birthday, Coach.
So, I'm putting the freshman on the spot here. Freshman, can you stand up and sing happy birthday to R.H. Bob Peters, please?
Ah, I love it. People will join in, of course.
They will.
Yes. So somebody started.
I'm being 100% serious here, guys.
Right, Brownie points with Coach.
Yeah, I'll just lean in.
I'm the smallest guy here. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Peters. Happy birthday to you.
Good job, you guys. We've never done that before.
I really just put them on the spot, so thank you much for playing along, guys. And I seriously, Tom, hope that they're better hockey players than singers. Let's get to meet the incoming freshmen here. We'll start down on the end.
My name is Hampus Sjödahl from Stockholm, Sweden. I'm a forward and I'm a business major.
Yeah. My name is Dylan McCrory. I'm from Montreal, Quebec, and I'm an economics major.
My name is Jack Berger. I'm from Fort St. James, British Columbia. I'm a business major and a goalie.
My name is Zach Whitecloud. I'm from Brandon, Manitoba. I'm a defenseman, and my major is business.
My name is Tommy Muck. I'm from Emery Grove Heights, Minnesota. I'm a defenseman, and my major is business.
I'm Aaron Miller. I'm from Superior, Wisconsin. I'm a forward, and my major is business.
I'm Adam Brady. I'm from Delhi, Ontario. I'm a forward, and I'm a business major.
All right, everyone, welcome the freshman class here to Bemidji and Bemidji State. I want to start with Tommy Muck. If that isn't a defenseman and a hockey name for you, I don't know what is. being from Minnesota, how long have you been following the Beavers, knowing all about Bemidji State hockey?
Honestly, I didn't know much about the Beavers program when they first talked to me, but I mean, it was definitely, I was definitely interested in staying in, you know, in state growing up in Minnesota. You know, it's that's definitely, that definitely gave me, I don't know how to, I can't put this into words, but just it definitely, that was a big part in my decision, is just staying in my home state for sure.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Egan High School.
Well, Hampus from Sweden, how did you find out about Bemidji State and end up coming to play hockey here?
Well, I came over to play junior hockey in Texas 2 years ago, and then I eventually got contacted by the coaching staff. I did my research, I visited the campus, and it just felt like the right fit.
The last Swede that played here was Peter Janssen, mm-hmm. who his senior year would introduce himself as Peter Johnson. I forgot about Emil. Yeah. All right. Anywho. Peter Janssen became Peter Johnson after 4 years of playing here. I'm trying to figure out how you're going to Americanize Hampus Sjödahl.
Not happening.
Do you have a nickname? The guy's given you one yet? that we can say in front of everybody?
I mean, not really. Most guys just say Hamp.
Okay.
It's kind of a usual one.
All right, so of the freshmen, you decide to come to Bemidji State. We'll go down the row here. We already heard from Tommy. Let's find out from you, Zach. Why did you pick Bemidji State? What was it that intrigued you?
I picked Bemidji State because what I thought in the recruiting process, the coaches, they really put a lot of effort into feeding you the information that you needed in order for you to make a solid decision on whether you wanted to come here. I mean, not just the schooling aspect, but hockey, the town, the surrounding area, what it has to offer, what they have to offer, especially what they have to offer as a family. I mean, that's what you look for in a team, right? You look for a brotherhood. So, they really sold me on that this team comes together as a family every year. Every year you're going out to put out the best team. You know, so.
How about you down there, Adam?
Kind of the same thing. Really like the facilities, the school. I'm from a small town back home, so kind of a small town, tight-knit community. So, just the right fit.
And Aaron?
Growing up just next to Duluth, it was fun always watching the Bulldogs lose to the Beavers.
Woohoo!
Attaboy!
Yeah.
So, when they first contacted me, I was really interested in coming here.
How about for you guys on the left here?
I visited, and it's just a gorgeous place. The lake feels like a home. I have a big lake in my town,
At the start of my season, Bemidji was the first school that reached out to me, so that was just a good thing to have when you're being recruited, and I kept in touch with them all year, and then I only visited after I committed, but that just made it even easier to come here. I mean, it's gorgeous. The leaves are changing colors now, so it's pretty easy to choose this school over anywhere else, really.
Adam Brady, you were in a car accident last year. From what I hear, a pretty major one. How nice is it to just be able to even think about still being an athlete after something like that?
It's great. I've been working with Mike and Bill a lot here to get back into shape, with physio and workouts and stuff like that. So it's good. It's good not to worry about it. Less pain, stuff like that. And just being in the hockey setting again. I mean, the guys have been great. That's the stuff you miss the most, just sitting around the locker room, talk with the guys, being on the ice with the guys and stuff like that. So it's great.
Well, when you guys get to town here as freshmen, can you walk us through a little bit about what the upperclassmen do to get you, I guess, involved with the team as far as getting on campus and doing some dry land and some on-ice play?
They're really welcoming when we first got here. And just the workouts and all that stuff, like we're new to that, and they kind of just show us the ropes a little. If there's a football game on or something like that, they'll invite us over and we'll watch it and just kind of just bond.
How excited are you guys to get out there and play somebody other than each other?
Absolutely excited.
I think we're all pretty excited.
So excited they forgot to hand the microphone on to the next person. How long did it take you guys to get to know everybody and kind of learn the quirks of each one of these guys? Because let's be honest, they're hockey players. You all have quirks. How long did it take you guys to get used to the upperclassmen?
The guys are really – they're really good at welcoming every one of us. The hardest thing for me was probably telling the triplets apart to start. So,
Of us still can.
Three years later.
it's been really good. They've been very welcoming, and it definitely helps being at the rink with them every day, and you just kind of learn more and more about each and every one of them every day.
What about off the ice? What do you guys enjoy doing other than hockey? Let's go down the line here.
Well, eating at Wally's is really good.
Wally's.
Play video games.
Yeah, we play a little Xbox here and there. Visited the lake a couple times. Yeah.
I mean, we all live on the same floor in Tamarack. Oh, well. So everything he just said, we all do together. And, you know, we catch football games or soccer games every now and again. So that's one of the other things we kind of do that's different.
And I don't really have a whole lot to add to that.
Yeah, a lot of Xbox. I'm definitely the best NHL 16 player for sure. So a lot of that. Used to throw the frisbee around, football, basketball, stuff like that when it was a little warmer out. So.
Yeah, I mean, play Chell, I guess. And just Adam is not the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, your incoming freshman class for the BSU Beavers. Once again, an hour has literally flown by, folks. We take the air on Friday night at 6:30 with our Bernusa pregame show, 7 o'clock faceoff. The women will play at 3 o'clock. Anytime there's a doubleheader, the women are playing at 3 and the men are playing at 7. Women host Minnesota. Football will host Northern State this weekend. To everyone here in attendance, thank you much for joining us tonight and cheer on this 2016-17 Beaver hockey team. Thanks to Jake Bloom, State Farm Insurance, and Corner Sports. It's the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Today's hit music is on Mix 103.